Welcome to this first Sunday of 2010. Did you think about it? It's a new decade as well as a new year. Another 10 years of new beginnings. So as we look ahead, New Year's, I'm sure that some of you have new toys that you're playing with, new gadgets that you're experimenting with, new things that you've gotten, and you have new hopes, dreams, aspirations for this year, new things. And it's a great time to look ahead. I was impressed with a story in the newspaper that some of you may have seen over the holiday about new toys that somebody got. Out in Oregon, a family, the Griffin family, Jeremy Griffin piled his family into the car and asked his new GPS for the quickest way from his home in the Willamette Valley across the Cascade Range. He said he could shave about 40 minutes off the time it usually takes to get to his in-law place. Following the directions, he and his wife headed east on Christmas Eve into the mountains, turning off the state highway onto local roads, and finally got stuck in the snow, following his GPS. They had no cell phone service and ran short on formula for their 11-month-old daughter. After taking exploratory hikes, trying to dig out, and spending the night in their car, the distraught couple prepared to die and filmed a goodbye video. He had traveled this way many times, or he had traveled those mountains many, many times before, but he wanted to take a shortcut, and it got him in trouble. They eventually were rescued, and were able to have a joyful reunion with their family. Well, a few things that I learned from this little incident that just happened to this party, it could have been really tragic. One, you know, the shortest way is not always the best way. And we're always looking for shortcuts to do our things better and faster and easier. And in the day that we live, we have a lot of those kinds of equipment and gadgets to make that happen. But the shortest way is not always the best way. Secondly, new is not always better. Generally it is, often it is, but not always. New is not always better. As I thought about that and applied these little principles to life itself, trying to do something quicker as a family man, trying to get more done in a shorter amount of time is not always the best. And sometimes the ancient way, the old way, the way that's been proven is the best way, even though we want to try for look for better ways. And I was reminded of a verse in Jeremiah where Jeremiah was speaking to his people, and they were looking for ways out of their difficult situation as a nation, and how they could get out from under the oppression and the decadence of their nation. But they didn't want to look to the Lord, the old proven path. And here's what Jeremiah said to them. This is what the Lord says. Stand you in the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths. Ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and there you will find rest for your souls. So they were looking for new methods. They were looking for new ways to rise above their disappointments and their difficulties. Instead of trying the proven, the ancient path, the path of God, the path of His principle and His way. In the Sunday school lesson today, the principles of the kingdom, the evidences of the kingdom of heaven, they conflict with the mind of man. So, with thinking about, where do we draw, where do we get our security from, where we draw our directions from, I would ask, what am I and what are you staking your life to? And what are you making your decisions by? What's guiding you into this year of your life, into this season of your life, into this decade of your life? Is it, maybe sometimes we think it's the business we're in, the career that I'm in, that's going to accomplish, that's giving me a sense of security. Although today we know that careers and jobs are not secure at all. Are we staking our life to a denomination, a way of life that will also fail? Maybe a family name. Maybe you've got a good family name. What are you staking your life to? If your name is Beiler or Kaufman or Stolzfus, good, pretty good names. But we can't stake our life to our name. There's only one proven ancient path that we need to look to, and that's the way of God and His truth. There's a few things that get better with age. Most things wear out. But there's a few things that get better with age. And the way of God gets better because it's a proven path. Wine, they say, gets better with age. Good cheese, I know, gets better with age. And I hope the counsel of each of us, each man and each woman, as we grow older, gets better and richer and sweeter with age. And hopefully the skills that we pick up and develop and work on get better with age. Let's pray. Father, we come to you on this first Lord's Day of 2010. We're grateful that we've been allowed to see this day. We're grateful for the things that lie ahead of us and the opportunities and the adventure it is in walking with you. Lord, today and this year, I would ask that we would think outside our mental paradigms, our way of thinking. We would allow you to come in and do a new thing in us. Because what you do that is new is always better. And I know that in all of us, you want to draw us higher and deeper and into new areas, into areas outside our comfort zones, outside our areas of expertise and experience, into that realm of the spirit where we would lock our wings, our spiritual wings, and fly the current of God. Lord, take us to those heights this year in trust and in experience, and just show yourself strong. Bless this service this morning. Keep us warm in the fellowship of your love, and in physically help us to stay comfortable in the discomfort that we may have with a cold. Bless each Sunday school teacher at this hour in Jesus' name. Amen.